Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:16, hot, humid today, highs in the, well, I guess it depends on where it rains and for how long, a 70% chance for showers and back to our normal summertime routine tomorrow. Joined now by Dr. Craig Green, Louisiana Public Service Commissioner. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning.
I appreciate your time, and I know you don't like to spend a lot of time on this, but I do think it's noteworthy that some people are called to public service. You're a successful orthopedic surgeon. Lord knows you got plenty on your plate. But yet you decided to run for public service commissioner. What was it that made you do that?
You know, I asked one of my med school classmates, he's a neurosurgeon. I said, when I was first running, I said, hey, will you help me? And he goes, yeah, I'll help you. I'll get an MRI of your brain. Why would you want to do that?
That's so hilarious.
You know, public service, I think everybody should run, but, you know, it's crazy. Not everybody can, and people that do, it's and I think it should be a service and not something like it's trying to benefit myself. And so I hope that comes across that way. It certainly feels that way.
Is that a true story or not?
Society needs it.
Is that a true story or not? Yeah. I'll examine your head. That's what I'll do. I'll help you.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going on with the prices of electricity in Louisiana. Is there anything Entergy could do to keep the price down, or anything that they're not doing or did do and shouldn't have done?
Well, you know, it's first of all, we're here because I would say not a perfect storm, but several perfect storms, pun intended. I mean, in the last 6 years, we've had a flood of a century, the freeze of a century, six named hurricanes. And so all of that in its essence is going to threaten infrastructure. And so what the Public Service Commission is doing is evaluating, well, what could we do differently so that when the next force majeure occurs, how can it have the least impact on our rate payers? And so I'm really trying to look at this through the lens of the rate payer. And so in that, we have three dockets is what we call them. It's just how can we make changes. One of them is called customer-centered options. What options could there be in the future that puts the customer at the center and the forefront, you know, as opposed to the shareholder and business models and whatnot? The second is energy efficiency. If we could use less electricity, your bills would be going down. And the third is a resiliency docket. We've never had engineers look at our entire grid and say, what could we be doing differently long term so that these things don't happen? Because the reason we are with bills where we are with bills right now is because really two things: the price of natural gas is 4 or 5 times what it used to be, and all the hurricanes that we've had. So with regards to the Entergy, they spent $4.5 billion to get us back on as quickly as possible, and we're very grateful, but they got to be reimbursed for that. Now, I sent a letter to the president saying, hey, if you're going to send $40 billion to the Ukraine, which at the time hadn't happened, can you send Louisiana $4 billion? That would have paid for all of our damages, you know. No response, but that means that falls on the ratepayers to cover that. Now, what I'm interested in with regards to Entergy is, you know, I wish that them and / their ratepayers, I mean, I'm sorry, their shareholders would have a little skin in the game, because they currently, because of the policies of the Public Service Commission, they don't have skin in the game when it comes to hurricanes. And so, you know, one of the cries I hear from a lot of people is, well, golly, if they're going to send their shareholders $1 billion in return and we got to pay for all these, well, why can't they chip in for some of the hurricane damage? And so that's some of the, and what that comes down to is risk sharing. How can the risk for doing business in Louisiana be shared, be shared beyond just the ratepayers taking the risk?
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. I know one thing that people ask about all the time is, and especially as it relates to the shareholders, well, if why maintain it? Why waste the money to maintain it? I put waste in quotation marks there. If anything happens, it's just going to be passed on to the shareholders anyway. You can address that when we come back. And if you all have any questions for Dr. Craig Green, Louisiana Public Service Commissioner, about your Entergy bill, you can text them to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along when we come back. 7:21, time for traffic, WWL. 724 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Craig Green, Louisiana Public Service Commissioner, about the price of electricity. And, Doctor, let me get to the text line because I invited the audience in, and I want to get their question answered. I'm glad, says this text, you brought this subject up about the utility bills. If you check, as much as 70% of your bill is this fuel adjustment charge. Your problem is there is no way of knowing whether or not you're being overcharged for the fuel adjustment charge. The calculation involves so many factors which are not available to the public. The big question is how much money all the electric companies make off of the fuel adjustment charge. Your response to that, Doc?
So the fuel for these utility companies is a pass-through. Now, that's good and bad. They don't make money when the fuel is more costly. But also, back to skin in the game, they could have hedged. They could have hedged and bought at least a portion of their portfolio with the price of natural gas. Plenty of companies do that. And had they, a lot of the ratepayers would be saving a lot of money if they'd have, you know, bought futures, the future price of gas, and locked it in for 10 years, or just for a certain portion of their portfolio. But they have no incentive to do that because whether they do that or not, it still doesn't affect their profit. And so that's one of the things right now that we're only asking them to take these things. But I'm in favor of saying, well, could we regulate this more by saying you have to hedge? And we just have to consider the pros and cons for that. But all of those prices are and if you have a question about your bill, please send them to me or your local public service commissioner. We have teams that will kind of dissect it to make sure there are no errors. But typically, it's – and when it goes up, you know, gas is four or five times what it used to be. That has an exponential effect on your bill. It's not just a little bit more. It's a lot more.
So talk me through this about – the theory that Entergy is not spending money on maintenance because if anything happens, they pass the cost of replacing it along to the ratepayers, but they're guaranteed a rate of return. So wouldn't they just pass the cost of maintenance along as well? And would that affect the shareholders at all?
So what I would say the rub that we have with Entergy is, look, we give you a certain rate of return and we expect you to maintain your distribution grid in doing so. Now, one of the things that Public Service Commission is we're not an enforcement agency. We don't have the employees or the eyes and ears to go and see that they're doing that, like boots on the ground. We can look through the books and see what they've spent, but then every now and then they'll come and ask for a rider, which is a separate amount of money for distribution maintenance. Well, that sounds good, but what'd you do with the money that we allowed you to use for this in the first place? And so it's just a laborious way of us having to say, did you do your homework and check the math, you know?
Somebody texted in and said, Entergy has asked for grants and federal aid for repairs. If they receive it, will the consumers receive a refund?
So that's a very good question. One of the things when we wrote a letter to President Biden, and it was Helena Moreno and I, we were aligned on this. Let's ask Biden for money. This is why the federal government exists. You know, if this were happening in New Jersey, I'd be all for the federal government helping them. This is why we all come together as a society. The other thing we ask for, like if you have a co-op as your utility provider, the federal government, if it's declared a national an emergency, they'll cover 90% of the storm costs. But if it's privately owned, they don't. And that's called the Stafford Act. So one of the things we asked for was, well, can you amend it to where privately or IOUs, investor-owned utilities, can also be part of the Stafford Act? And we could make sure that any money given to those privately funded entities goes toward storm restoration and not toward shareholder profitability. Because if so, like if they would have done that, if the Stafford Act would be amended to that degree, well, then all of our storm costs would have been covered. That's $4.5 billion that would not have showed up on our bills. So the answer is yes, but that's going to have to happen at the congressional level, which we'll just keep pushing for. And the reticence on the congressional level is it looks like the federal government is giving money to a Fortune 500 company. Mm-hmm. Well, in reality, it is, but they're just reimbursing it for what we, the ratepayers, would otherwise have to pay for.
What about other states' comparison to Louisiana? Is it like this all over the country? I know Entergy has provides power to many states in the country, I believe. Is Louisiana an outlier here, or is that pretty much the way it is all over?
It's, well, you know, anybody whose fleet of electricity provision is based on natural gas, their prices are higher now. If it's mainly coal or other, then it's not going to be as affected. Of course, everybody's trying to move away from coal. And I think there is a future for stackable micro-nuclear that could be very effective. But if you're dependent on natural gas right now, everybody across the country is going to see a spike.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Dr. Craig Green, Louisiana Public Service Commissioner. When we come back, we'll get an update on...
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.